from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's more than just sports talk. This is The Morning Shift.
I'm in.
Me too.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Rolling along here on The Morning Shift, and we have been talking about Mark Raimondi's 53-man roster projection. Of course, he covers the Falcons for ESPN, and so he put out his own final 53-man roster predictions, and we were able to break down both sides of the ball. Yeah. Offense, defense, you guys want to pick your poison?
I think the conversation comes down to this, and we can talk about the names on both sides that you want to see or that you don't want to see, or three quarterbacks or four running backs, whatever it is. But I think the conversation, Bo, and you tell me if I'm wrong, it kind of comes down to how many on each side of the ball do you think they'll keep? We mentioned it last year, Tiff. It was 25 and 25, offense and defense. There's zero doubt in my mind that there will be at least 26 defenders kept. And, you know, all the way up to maybe as many as 28 on defense kept through week one. Now, obviously, that will change going into week two. The rosters will be, you know, moved around a lot. Raheem kind of says, hey, we're looking at Pittsburgh in terms of these roster projections. We'll find out sooner or later today, obviously, with roster cutdowns. But I think the whole conversation is all about how many on each side of the ball and where you're plucking from, three quarterbacks, four running backs, three tight ends, whatever it may be. It's like, how many can we borrow from offense at this point to give to defense, because there's so many battles on that side of the ball.
Yeah, I think I think you're going to keep some strengths because you don't think those guys will be there as part of it once you get through. And we know that the defensive line is a physical part of the game, and you lose guys. Look at all the guys you lost last year on that defense. Not to mention, how long has the league went without having three quarterbacks? So you tell me you have to have one? I mean, I just don't think that they view it that way. I also don't know if they think they need a fourth running back when the decision is.
Remember what happened last year? Sorry, quarterback wise. I'm just saying.
But that's why you drafted a rookie.
I don't even mean just here in general. Like the third quarterback isn't.
Yeah, we were in the 60s as far as starters. So like, yeah, Tommy DeVito and guys like that.
But
yeah.
let me ask yourself.
Sorry to cut you off.
But ask yourself a question: Would you have seen a third quarterback in Atlanta in a game had it not been for just how bad the other two guys were? Because we saw our boy
Woodside
once.
Yeah, I think it was in the last game of the year.
And that's the point.
I've
for
had
me.
A great preseason, by the
yeah.
way.
Yeah, but that's the point for me is that I why are you keeping Taylor Heinicke on the roster? Why?
But isn't it one of those things where it's like you don't know you need it until you need it? And so I feel like when it comes to quarterback, having another safety net. And granted, it may not be your superstar, which it's not going to be if you're the third-string quarterback. It's still nice to have somebody that's already there in case you have one of those break glass in case of emergency situations. And it's the quarterback position.
Well, here's what I'll say. I don't know that Taylor Heinicke showed us enough in this offense through the preseason. And I think he was dealt a very bad hand. Don't get me wrong.
Yes.
But I don't think anything he did in preseason leads me to believe it has to be Taylor Heinicke.
It doesn't have to be him.
I don't think it has to be.
But I think you need one. You're saying you don't need one because you want to add another roster spot somewhere else.
Well, I think the minute you cut him here, he's going to be picked up somewhere else. And so I think you could. Logan Woodside, by the way, dang, he had a really good preseason. That might be a guy that you can get back down on P-Squad here in Atlanta, and that can be your break in case of emergency style of quarterback. I just don't think it has to be a Taylor Heinicke where you keep him on the 53
right now.
Yeah, and if you think that, look, it's also a thing where if you got a guy on the practice squad, if you think that you have a situation where you might need that third guy that week, then you'll elevate that player from the practice squad, and he'll count against one of your 48 that game, and that's just how it's going
to
be.
It has to be, yeah.
Unfortunately, because I think to your point, Tiff, it is you do want to make sure you have that, and you don't need him until you need him. However, you are going to use these other guys who have a chance to get in on the game. If not, let me tell you something: you keep nine guys, they're playing somewhere, and it could be special teams, so they are being active in some way, shape, or form. That's just the reality of it. For me, that's just the way I view it. And I love the fact that we don't all view the things the same.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.